Yud Dalad Sivan, Thursday the 16th of June, Rabbi Eliezer Freifeld, Chi of Tuomas Umasrus.
Good morning. In today's parsha, in Parsha's Meraglim, after the Torah finishes with the mice of the Meraglim, the Torah gives two mitzvahs. Mitzvahs nesochim, when you bring a korm, and mitzvahs chale. In Tone de Belio it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to give the Yidin a mitzvah to mephize them. Since they are broken through the Meiser from them, what they've done, and the Gezeirah, that they're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael, to give them a pious, which should give them some sort of satisfaction of having some Divrei Torah, that will be a pious for them, and he gave these two mitzvahs. The second mitzvah is Ba'och Lechem Milechem Ha'oretz, when you eat from the bread of Eretz Yisrael, Torimo Trumo Lashem. You should be Mafrish Trumo, Trumo meaning here what we call Challah, from the dough. There's a Taz in Yoredeya, Simon Aleph Sikot Yud Zayin. He brings a din, if somebody is dumb, a shoichet, he can't speak, he can make the shrita, he shechts, and somebody else makes the brocha. So the Taz asks the question, there's a din chamisho lo yitoimu. There are five people who can't make mafresh trume. One of them is a ilem who can't speak. So the Taz asks the question, why can't you make the same as by the shrita? Shrita, one shechts, the other makes the brocha. So why can't this ilem, the one who can't speak, make hafroshes trumas and maestras? And his chava makes the brocha, and he makes the afrosha, like we make the shrita, he makes the brocha, and he makes the shrita. So Taz answers, there's a big difference between mitzvah shrita and mitzvah afrosha, trumas and maestras. Shrita is not a mitzvah for itself. The union of shrita is a tikkun of the meat. There's a isa even minachai, the isurim on a live behema, and in order to be matir these isurim, you do need to make shrita. So the only thing which you need the shrita is not that a person wants to do some mitzvah. Somebody will think he's going to shech 50 behemas. That's nothing. The whole mitzvah of shrita is only to give us the heter to make to eat the meat. Therefore, it's a birkas hashvach. We are given Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gave us an Issafun of Eben Menachai, and he gave us the Tikkun through Shrita. So Reuven can make the Shrita, and Shimon makes the Brocha. Because the Brocha is not on the Maise Shrita as mitzvah, but because we are doing what the Torah says, you have to make a Brocha. Mitzvahs hafroshes, trumas and maises, the Taz says, is a mitzvah be'etzem. There's a mitzvah to give trumas and maises. If a person would like to find a mitzvah to do, it would be the good thing. He's got tfuah. Go and be mafresh trumas and maises. He's got a mitzvah. And the Taz says explicitly, if he's got tfuah, and he's not going to eat it now. Maybe he doesn't know when he will eat it. Maybe he'll never eat it. There's a mitzvah for nafroshes. It's a mitzvah be'etzem, even if you're not going to eat it, but since you made gemar melocha, all the dinim, it's called table, there there's chalon on him a mitzvah to make mafresh trumas and maestras. The Rebbe Kreger there on the on the Taz, he disagrees with the Taz, and he says there's no chiyuv hafchoshes trumas maestras. And he brings the Mogen Avraham in Eure Chayim Simen Ches Sif Koten Beis. The Mogen Avraham asks the question, it's the din is, if a lady who is naked wants to give Trumas and Maestras, Mafrish, if somebody is naked, he can't make a brocha. There's an Issa, if somebody is naked, should make a brocha, Libero Yisraelo, he's got to divide, put on a beggar to be make a chilik between the top chilik of his goof and the bottom part. A woman, if she sits in sand and she presses down, her mokum ervo is covered. That's not libero Yisraelo. So, the Mogen Avraham asks the question, we've got a klal, that's written in Simen Chesen Eure Chaim, Birkes HaMitzvahs, you must make standing. So why do we say she may make a brocha? She's sitting. If she's standing, she can't cover herself. She's sitting in sand or something, and she covers the bottom chedik of her goof. So the Mogen Avraham says, we've got a cloud, Birkas HaMitzvahs, we should say standing. So the Mogen Avraham says, the mitzvah of Afoshes, Trumas, and Maestras is not such a chiyuv mitzvah like all chiyuv mitzvahs. Therefore, it's only if you want to eat, it's a tikkun for the tvuah. Nemele, such a mitzvah, which is not a chiyuv, there's no chiyuv on you, you've got tvuah, go and give Trumas and Maestras. When you need to eat, you give Trumas and Maestras. That means, according to the Mogen Avraham, it's the same daga as shrita, it's not a mitzvah gomur, therefore you can do it sitting. The Gaon on the spot, he disagrees with the Mogen Avraham, and he brings a halacha, if someone makes a dough, there's a shear, how much, you can't make a little bit of dough and there's no chiyuv trumas maaser. There's a shear of mem gimul bayim, 43 bayim with an extra bit, and depends how big the bayim is. I'm not going to go into what is the shear of giving challah. But he says the din is, you if you want to make a big dough, you mustn't make it bits and bits. You could make it, and I don't know exactly, you make it in four or five parts. Therefore, each part hasn't got a shear, which is mechayiv challah. So you bake it separately. You don't put it together. In such a case, oise isose kabin his porter fun challah, and therefore you're not allowed to do it like this, because you are pattering yourself from a mitzvah. So the Gaon says, Bishloime Afroshes Chale is a mitzvah on the Gavre, he's got a mitzvah. Therefore we say, if you're going to make a dough which got a Shia Chale, but you're dividing the dough in small pieces, therefore there's no tziruv between the pieces, therefore they're porter, you're pattering yourself, that's not right. So the Gaon, that's ganskit if it is a chiyuv on the gavre to give trumas and maestras. But if you say there's no chiyuv on the gavre to give trumas and maestras, there's only if you've got a shear challah and you want to eat, you've got to be mafrif. If you didn't want to eat the dough, I don't know why he made the dough, but there's no mitzvah at all. Therefore the Gaon says, if you say like the Mogen Avraham, there's no chiyuv of trumas and maestras, he doesn't see why Chazal said she should make it kabin. If you make little pieces, there's no chiyuv. Therefore, you haven't got the problem. How can I eat the bread? It's also. It's not also. it's only shaykh to say you're getting yourself out of the mitzvah if the mitzvah be'etzim is a chal on the governor. Agav, the Pnei Yeshua says in Megillah Chof Aleph on the Mogen Avom Shaila, how can you give challah sitting down? If challah is a mitzvah, we pasken a mitzvah, one has to do standing. So the Pnei Yeshua says in Megillah, quite right, you've got to do a mitzvah standing. You've got to make the bracha on the mitzvah standing, but it depends. If you have to make the mitzvah standing, you shall make the bracha standing. Hafroshes trumas ha-maisres, there's no halacha you have to get up and do it. Hafroshes trumas ha-maisres, you can do the mitzvah sitting. If the mitzvah can be done sitting, therefore you can also make the bracha sitting. Moshe Tzitzis said, you stand up to put on the tzitzis. If you have to stand up to put on the tzitzis, you've got to stand up to make the bracha for tzitzis. Mashenken trumas ha-maisres.
What about
I would that Asher Yotzah doesn't come in this category of brochas, because it's we're not talking about the brochas amitzvus lechol apurus. I mean, it's a gesinnte Sache, but I think Bekas Ashvach, there's no chiyuv of stafke to stand. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Pei Dalet, he asks two questions on the Taz. One question is from a Rashi in Gittin. Rashi in Gittin Mem Zayin Omid Beis makes a chilik the chiyuv of Bikurim to the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers. And it's mashma in Rashi that Bikurim is a chiyuv on the Gavre. If somebody's got pears growing in his garden and then the new fruits have come, he's got a chiyuv to be mafrish, mashenken trumas ha-maisres. I won't go into the Rashi, I haven't got it here, and it's a bit complicated, but many achronim ask this question, and there is a teres in Emek Brocha with other achronim. One of the pilpulim in this inyan, but there are answers on the question. A second shaila, the Minchas Chinuch asks, there's a din, if one has got table is tvua, which is, you've made gemar melocha, you've done all the melochas, that the tvua is ready to be taken to make flour, etc., etc., you are, then is this man when it comes to trumas and maisres. But Kolzman, you haven't been mafrish, it's called table. Eating table is also isochomo. The shaila is whether you can take table and have hanoa shel kilui. To have hanoa which doesn't destroy the payers, you may. It's not a isa hanoa, but to destroy, let's say, I don't know exactly what, if somebody wants to take the wheat and destroy it for some use of his own, that says hanoe shel kilui. Kilui is destroying the thing. It's a machloikes whether it's a deraisa, de is a derabona. So the Minchas Chinuch comes and he says, im timtzeloina. Those poskim will say it's a isa derabona. Like with deraisa, you can take the wheat. It's ready to give trumas and maisers, but you can have hanoah from the table. I don't know, you've got a fire, and you've got nothing to put on the fire, so you put your wheat on to make the fire burn. That's called hanoah shel kilui, using up the tvua. There are rishonim who say it's a issa derabonan.
Fire.
Fire. You're fire, so you're having a hanoah shel kilui, the tvua is burnt out. So the Minchas Chinuch says, if there's a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisers, why do these shittas say it's a drabonon, you are mevatel the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisers? And he's got a kashen, he's on the task. I think the chat in these Rishonim is whether it's the machloikas, whether there's an issa. We're talking about an issa. If we say there is no issa from Hanoi Shel Kilui, we haven't got a posuk. What does the Minchas Chinuch say? But you are going to, with burning the wheat, you're not going to give Trumas and Maisers. That is a gram b'shev al tase. You're not allowing the Tua to be used for Trumas and Maisers. That's not doing an Issa. The Rishonim are talking about where there's an Issa from Hanoi Shel Kilui. Taking the Hanoi from Kilui, the Rishonim said there's no Issa. Als Maise Issa. That's what you're mevatel, mimela. Since you're burning the wheat, you won't be able to give any Trumas and Maisers. That is a gram from Shev Baltase. Because the burning is not the battle, but you're dying. But then you've got no Tua. There's no Tua. You can't give Trumas and Maisers. The Rishonim are talking about where there is a positive Issa of making Hanoi Shel Kilui. The Abnenezer brings a raya from the Rambam and Tosfos to the Taz. One raya is in Sefer Mitzvos. One looks in the Loshna from the Rambam, Sefer Mitzvos, Simen Kuf Rav Vov. The Mashmoes is there's a mitzvah to be mafresh Trumas and Maisers. But he says another raya in the Rambam in Hilchas Broches Perik Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam brings chilukim how you make a brocha. There are broches which are made al and broches with a lamed. When you make shrita, you make a brocha al hashrita. There's no by kotchim maybe by chulin. There's no mitzvah, by kotchin there is, but by chulin, there's no mitzvah on the gavra, so you can't say, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu lishchot es ha'peima, the Torah wasn't mitzvah you to be shoichet the behema. Ala shrita means, I have done, made the issa evam and achai, I've taken it away, and I give a shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is ala shrita. Afroshes Trumas and Maisers, the Rambam says, if it's your Trumas and Maisers, you make Lifroish Trumas and Maisers. Yenems, you've got no chiyuv, you make Alafroshes Trumas and Maisers. So we see in the Rambam, first thing, that not like these Achoinim will say, Mitzvah Shritim is Mitzvah Afroshes Trumas and Maisers the same Dage. Because the person who's got his tour and he makes hafroshes trumas himself, he makes the brocha lahafrish trumas and maisers. Hakodesh brocha was mitzave to be mafrish trumas and maisers. So the Avnei says we see from the Rambam it's a mitzvah chiyuvis which the Torah said on the balabus you've got to be mafrish trumas and maisers.
Sorry, what's the difference in Al?
Al means he's saying he's made a maisa mitzvah. Lehafrish is saying asher kibishonu b'mitzvoyis or mitzvona lehafrish, that is a chiv on the gavre, he has a chiv to make the maisa. Al ashrita doesn't
if he was on that particular person, you'll have his air show Shabbos.
The Abnenezer brings also a raya from a Tosfos in beginning of Rosh Hashanah. He says a raya to the Taz. in Sefer Mitzvahs, Rabbi Nesadye Gondes, the Biyadot, and he says in Tosfos Tzaraya against the Taz. I just want to explain a bit, we're not learning in Rosh Hashanah. The din is as there is a love from Loisa Acher. The Torah says on many things, if you bring it, you've got a korban, you must bring the korban within Gimel Regolim. If you don't, you're over about the Acher. There are different Hechetimtzes, Machloikas, there have to be three Regolim Kesidron, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, one Mandoma. But if you kept the korban, you mafrish the korban between Pesach and Shavuos, and therefore it comes Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, that the Gimel Regolim are not Kesidrum because Pesach is the first. There's a machlokes Noyim, you are over, not over. But on many things, the Torah, the Gemara says, we are mar, if you've got a neder of a korban, to give a korban, you've got to be Mekayim the neder within Gimel Regolim. Trumas and Maisras, you have to give to the Koyanim within Gimel. I won't go into Gimel Regolim. If the Koyanim are here, maybe it's even less. Tosfos has got a shaila whether you are over Baal Ta'acha if you've got table. You've got Tvua, it's ready to give Trumas and Maisras, but you haven't made Afrosh yet. So Tosfos has got the Sofik, whether you're over. So understand, the Magia on the Sefer Mitzvahs, Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon, he says, if there's a Chiyuv Mitzvah to give B'mafrish Trumas and Maisras, what's Tosfos Sofik? The same as if you've got Trumas and Maisras, the Torah says Baal Ta'ach and the Shalmoi, you must give it to the Koyanim or the Leviim. The same is, if you've got table, you've got to give Trumas and Maisras, you should be over Baal Ta'ach. If one looks in the Tosfos, you see from Tosfos, the love about the Acha, which the Gemara is Mabe, the Gemara says we are Mabe, Trumas and Maisras. The Gemara doesn't say table. I think that the Shaila of Tosfos is on each thing which the Torah gives a love, you have to have or a Pulsuk, or you have to have a Limud. If the Torah talks about Trumas and Maisras, the Torah is not talking about table. Even if you say there's a mitzvah to be mafrish, trumas and maisras, but lemasa you haven't been mafrish, if the shaila from Tosfos can be, loilom you've got a chiyuv to give trumas and maisras. Like the Taz. The shaila from Tosfos is whether we can learn table from trumas and maisras una limud without a special posuk. Therefore, there will be a Baal Ta'acha, or not, if we can't learn. It doesn't mean to say the reason is because there's no chiyuv of Trumas and Maisras. Lo'olam yom chiyuv Trumas and Maisras. But since the Torah talks about keeping Trumas and Maisras from the Kohen, not giving to the Kohen, therefore, when you're talking about table, which you didn't, you weren't mafrish from Trumas and Maisras, you haven't got the posuk, you can't make of the Me'isa. That's the Shaila from Tosfos. The Etzem Shaila, where there's a chiyuv of Trumas and Maisras, we should know that is only Shaykh be'Eretz Yisrael be'Etzem. Be'Eretz Yisrael, when you've got table, and there's a Gemar Melocha, calls one day is no Gemar Melocha, there's certainly no Chiyuv in Tumas and Maisas. There is a shtickle problem, I don't know if the Shaila we have is only Midaraisa. That means Midaraisa, we've got this Machloikas Taz mit dem Mogen Avroam. Whether Midarabonon there is a Chiyuv, or the, according to the Mogen Avroam, it seems, there's no Chiyuv Midaraisa, and there also is Be'etzem no Chiyuv Midarabonon. Only the whole mitzvah is Kedei Azayid should not eat Issa fun table. B'meila, if you've got two a table which you haven't been mafrished according to the Mogen Avrom, and Rabbi Kveger also learns that you've got no chiv at all. The Gon with other achroinim who support the Taz comes out if somebody has got in his warehouse thousands of tons of table, he's got the mitzvah's esser to go and be mafrish tumas and maisras. Mir Hashem, the korah, the bizoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll have this shine of ours.